Welcome to Joy of Weightlessness podcast. I'm Özgür Cengiz, General Manager of Joali Being. Today we have Sandro, who is a leading human enhancement coach with years of experience, a former professional athlete and Mr. Universe finalist. Sandro brings a combination of restorative breath work, Wim Hof techniques, and high performance fitness training designed for elite athletes, high level executives, and guests of all ages and backgrounds seeking to work through trauma. Welcome back, Sandro.
Thank you, Osgur.
Great to have you here.
Great
again.
To be here.
And Sandro, it was very interesting when Sandro arrived to Joali Being. The first days we were not open. And Sandro also had a big impact, like every other host on the island, to prepare this island for our first guest again. Interesting days, right?
Over a year.
Over a year now. Great to have you back, Sandro.
Thank you, Osgur.
Sandro, we are curious to find out more about the Mota method, because since you came last year, and especially the last 12 months, you've been traveling all around the world. How you developed this concept?
So this concept has been developed by merging different wellness techniques. I was born in Brazil, I grew up in Brazil, and I've been raised by a single mother. So my mother has and still have a big influence in myself and my brother. And being Brazilian and be raised by a single mother that worked very hard to take care of us, we had one of the main rules in our house, which was faith. Brazil being a very eclectic culture with different religions, different beliefs, different races, I always been exposed to a very eclectic amount of different spiritual beliefs. And having faith in my house means if we have faith, we can hope for a better tomorrow and we can also take actions. So my mother made sure my brother and I will always have faith in the tomorrow, but at the same time she pushed us to be a better person, to praise honesty, to praise all the things that was priority in my mother's teachings. Mm-hmm. So the Mota method started when I was 6 years old, and my mother started to just imbibing more and more into us that forceful belief that we all need to have faith. So at 6.5 years old, I started to get very curious and explore different spiritual beliefs and different ways of enhancing my faith in Brazil. And I believe that was the beginning of the Mota method. Because the Mota method today, I would say, is a form of a psychotherapy which involves three pillars: spiritual, mind, and physical. Mm-hmm. So I believe the biggest part of the spiritual come from my upbringing and the influence of my grandmother that died at the age of 99 years old, mm-hmm. and my mom with that cultivation of faith. And from there, we also been always forced to be part of swimming clubs, of exercising, mm-hmm. of always keep ourselves fit. Being a single mother, she wanted to make sure we had discipline, and the sports was one of the things that give us the most disciplinary attitude by being mentored by good teachers, mm-hmm. Be swimming, karate, sailing. So I believe those pillars of mind, body, spirit started at a very young age of my life, and mostly inspired by my mom. A very rigorous way of raising my brother and I, which was the faith, which was sports, by being part of swimming clubs, of karate, mm-hmm. Of sailing. And then we have the mind side, which is my brother and I were forced to always be strong enough to deal with the fact that we only have each other. Mm-hmm. So was no father present. So was my brother, my mom, and I. So that was the beginning of the Mota method, to be honest with you. And then I left Brazil at the age of 19. And today I will be 44 years old, so it has been 25 years outside of Brazil. Then I had the gift to travel and live in 7 different countries. And now I have been in New Zealand for the past 12 years, almost. I became a New Zealand citizen. And New Zealand as well is a very spiritual place. Mm-hmm. With the history of the Maoris, which the local aborigines, mm-hmm. or tribal people, and the Pakeha, which the white people. So it's almost like the destiny took me to different places in my life where I was forced to adapt, to different cultures.
Not forced to adapt.
Yeah.
Yes, there's no other choice.
Naturally forced, right? Was not Brazilian people around me, so I had to learn the language. I never been to school to learn English or French or Spanish, so I had to learn everything by surrendering to the local culture. And in New Zealand, I start to just getting very curious about breathing techniques 12 years ago, and then that's when I start to adding, I would say, the cherry on the cake of my method, which was breathing techniques. And then I did a course which called Rob Zemadane's, which the course from the school of Tony Robbins, which calls intervention coaching, which is a way of understanding better NLP, how the brain functions, what's involved in change people's perspective of the reality. So that was almost a 2 years course, and was also 12 years ago, my first year in New Zealand. So if you see here, we have the upbringing of a single mother that was a very hard worker and also forcing us to be faithful, to have a sports discipline, and to be always trusting on each other as a small family. Then traveling at 19 years old to discover the world and have nobody that would support me there. So surrender to the difficulties, making friends with the locals, learn the culture. Then New Zealand, where I started discovering breathing. So that whole, I would say, 25 years outside of Brazil, plus my childhood spirituality beliefs, that's what made me become someone that had the purpose of helping people to find for themselves what I found for myself. And the breathing was, I think, the link that was missing to have access to what you call the unconscious mind. So all these become the Mota method, hypnotherapy technique, spiritual beliefs from Allan Kardec, which is a type of spiritual practice, intervention coach from Rob Zemadane school, become a professional athlete and have the discipline. So I would say it's around 5 to 6 different techniques that are combined in a Mota method, which is my last name, Sandro Mota.
Actually, what I've been thinking or understanding while you were going through your story, Samota method, as you mentioned, it's just started with the faith and with the seeds of the faith. And when you look into another person or any of us, it's not that you can go to a place for a 2-3 years of education to achieve something unique. It's the whole life journey, then how you really take the advantage of every, even it can be challenge or every other beauty, you take the advantage and learn and really push yourself to develop. So it brings us a unique experience or treatments or ourselves at the end of the day. It's not few years of study and suddenly you come out with a Mota method.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think as you said, I think it's actually the fruit of a life story of overcoming hurdles. And one example was when I lived in San Martin, the first time I moved to the Caribbean, I was, I think, 21 years old. And in San Martin, I had the gift of becoming a homeless. So I was in a foreign country, I was living on the beach, sleeping on the beach for a few, I would say almost a month, and I had nowhere to go. So when you reach the rock bottom and you had nowhere to go, you understand that you can't lower than that. You can't go lower than that. So rock
that's the bottom.
Yeah. So at the bottom, I think the only way will be the way up. But for that, you need faith to believe that better days will come.
Yeah.
So yeah.
True. Yeah, if you continue like this, we can continue till the next day. So I need to come back to the next question. Sandro, many of your treatments are centered around water, right? And so is the Maldives. Treatments like water nervous system resetting and energy activation, breath work, and ice bath or water rebirthing. Can you share with us why these natural elements helps in healing and why Maldives is the best destination for such well-being experience?
Absolutely. So water for itself is one of the elements that is that you purify. If you see in history, water is utilized to baptize people. Water is utilized sometimes to send the bodies that have just died.
Yeah.
So water is a recycling element. And the first time I came to Maldives, I've been involved with water for many years, I would say 12 years professionally, work with emotional release in the water. I would say this island in specifically, which I mentioned to you in my first trip.
I remember that.
The energy of this island, one time I was doing a session myself last year in December 2021, and it was almost like the island embraced me. But I felt a power that was, maybe some of our listeners will think that a little bit out of the box. But water talked to us. If you take an instrument and you play near to the water, you see the molecules of the water change and take forms. If you play a different instrument in the same water, we make different geometrical figures. So water is alive, is an element that's alive. And this island here, when I did my session by myself in the water, I feel like the island embraced me. The island almost talks to you. And then I understood by locals that's one of, that's the oldest island in that atoll. So that answered my doubts why I was so powerful in my own session in December 2021 in this island where I start to cry in the water.
And we're talking about how we chosen this island for a well-being island retreat. So.
And actually, that's a very funny thing you're saying, Oscar, because I remember mentioning to you, Oscar, I have some that I just, it just came to me in my session. The island almost spoke to me that the island wasn't choosing to have the hotel. The island actually chose
the concept,
the concept to come here. So this island has a sort of a power that I have never witnessed before, especially in the water, where it says, you are here to heal. And that healing will happen somehow in the way that you have to respect the island. But the, if you allow and surrender, the island do the whole job for you. And that's what I feel if everybody that work here is so powerful, so easy. So I believe that Jollibee has been chosen by the island to be installed here. And that's a very specific and special reason for. I think the island can change people's life very quickly if the person come with the right intention and respect the concept of the island.
Exactly. Right intention.
Yeah.
And embracing it. Yeah. And the story itself and then your whole other experiences with the Maldives, the Wellbeing Island Retreat and the Jollibee, which we are always saying that one of our main purpose in Jollibee, it started with the word weightlessness. Weightlessness to see how our emotions are holding us up, or how our physical body, or how our intention is. So it's weightlessness, it's one of our mission to deliver to our guests in Jollibee. So how does Mota method help to deliver joy of weightlessness?
I love that question because as we talk here, I'm just going with the image of everyone and anyone as human being carrying a very heavy backpack. The backpack of emotion that you couldn't express due to the certain circumstance of need to be strong, need to just keep going life. So I believe with my work, if you put the combination of the word weightless and the Mota method, is the Mota method help everyone and anyone to go back into the unconscious mind, reframe the perception of what have happened, and empty that heavy backpack that they've been carrying without the ability to just unload it. So if you unload that 25 kilograms backpack of suppressed emotion, what happened? You'll actually become weightless. So it's easy to live life without a backpack that we don't know how to unload it, but we have the answers on how to it. So the Mota method will help to guide that person into the answers of how to unload that backpack. And that backpack that I'm talking about is the backpack of suppressed emotions that we all had to suppress at a certain stage in life. So I think that's how the Mota method and the Jollibee concept and the slogan of weightless could actually merge and become a synchronicity.
Great. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you, Oscar.
Thank you, Sandra. Again, it was amazing to exchange knowledge and experiences with you. And thank you for being part of Jollibee family.
It's my pleasure. I feel like home here.
Great, great. And yes, today we have discussed Jollibee, Joy of Weightlessness, and Mota method with Sandro. Looking forward to be here in the next Joy of Weightlessness podcast.